Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To London, to Joseph Sternberg of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. Once we've established that Partygate has turned into a criminal investigation and that the Tories are unhappy and can and might move against their own prime minister, we come now to if Boris Johnson is pushed aside, who? Joe, I heard on Bloomberg News two names, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Mr. Sunak, and the foreign minister, Ms. Truss. Those two names have come forward. I understand that this requires a lot of discovery, but are those names understood to be successful if they're brought forward? Or do they have the weight to lead the Tory party? This is all speculative, but you don't replace Boris with nothing. You've got to have a name, and that could be part of the vote for or against Boris if there's no good a replacement or there's a good one.
Yes, I mean, those are the two names that are generally circulating right now, partly because there aren't an awful lot of alternatives out there. And in fact, that was something that was revealed back in 2019, the last time the Conservatives did this when Boris became the party leader and the prime minister, was that there was kind of a shortage of talent available, you know, that you could really envision becoming the prime minister. And so the two names now are Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak. Now, one of the problems that Sunak, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, is going to have is in an interesting way, this cost of living problem. Because remember, one of the things that a lot of voters are increasingly angsty about are some of these tax increases that are coming through. And Sunak has supported those. And in fact, the reporting in the past couple of days has been that Sunak has successfully appealed to Boris to keep those tax increases on schedule for the sake of balancing the government budget. And I think that that kind of advocacy is probably not going to endear him to any conservatives who think that the problem here is the cost of living crisis. So that's going to end up leaving Liz Truss as the other option. She seems to be very popular in the party and among various activists. I'm not clear on what kind of a profile she really has with the electorate at large and what kind of ability that she would have to rally a lot of the voters that Boris Johnson brought into the fold when he won that big majority in the 2019 election. So it's going to be this really complicated calculation that the Tories will have to make. Is Boris doing so much damage to the party brand anyway that it doesn't matter if they bring in someone who would struggle to replicate some of his electoral results? And it might actually be that that's true, that they are better off without him, despite the political risks, because the political risk of keeping him would be even greater.
After the Ukraine crisis, there will be the struggle for cost of living. That will remain. Does that give an advantage to Mr. Sunak at the Exchequer because he's associated with finances, or is this an unknown? The cost of living, we call it inflation, and it tends to bring down governments and presidents in the United States. Does it work that way in Britain?
Oh, yes. I mean, inflation is politically dangerous anywhere, and I think that the problem that Rishi Sunak is going to have is that his fingerprints are all over this inflation. A certain amount of what is going to be causing households so much pain are the taxes that his department has been pushing so aggressively. So, for example, starting in April, payroll taxes are going up by 2.5 percentage points, split evenly between workers and employers. That is entirely a Rishi Sunak policy to try to balance the budget. You know, they have all of these green levies on energy bills to finance, you know, renewable energy. That is a treasury policy. it's just that is kind of the difficulty. You would think that he would be the natural person to know how to solve the problem, except that he seems to be contributing to it.
Yes, it's like bringing the burglar in to repair the door lock. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. The other crisis is Ukraine, and we're going to turn to that next, because Boris Johnson, in his visit to Kiev, is making statements of security. At the same time, Vladimir Putin is making statements of hostility. Does this suit the British public now in this crisis over Partygate? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.